Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bloomberg EcoTalk Show, the show where celebrates responsible community development and volunteer works in Africa. Featuring the host is Eko Takashiba.
And I am Victoria Adelaga, I'm the co-host.
And I am Eden Ewama, I'm the sound engineer for this show.
I'm Shamba Sandat. I'm a student at Aiden University for Women in Bangladesh.
We ask professionals, entrepreneurs, advocacy agents, and you for understanding difficult problems like poverty, violence, and global warming in Africa so that we may work towards betterment faster and more enjoyable.
I wish I could hope that I'm worrying for how much time and energy I can commit to working with the organization. And I don't know,
but I don't want to get too involved because I don't want to suffer. I don't know what to do.
Well, I think I personally want to get involved because Africa is my continent. I love Africa, and I hate seeing people go through issues that bothers my heart, like suffering and HIV and all the rest, you know, issues that we have here in Africa. And so I think I do want to help it, make positive and good, make as much as I can in my life.
If you feel that way, no problem. Our membership allows us to participate at any time, anywhere. We have people from around the world. Each member does what he or she can do, but they don't do what they don't want to. Doing things with passion is important, and it is also important to be appreciated.
I will participate and join. I can offer my professional help with the writing and editing the articles.
I would like to distribute, you know, to support in the area of community development. Get
more. I'm trying to get more people to know about me, and I think I'm wonderful enough, and I can be part of it.
It is very important, but it's not by force. It's a pleasure to work with long competitions, backbiting, and politics. Would you not be excited to work online with other volunteers around the world? Suspicious email or computer files? No worries. The personal information is protected under any circumstances, and all you need is to get it on with your page. Please visit our website, www.swazim.com.
Wow, it's such a wonderful show. Thank you so much.
It is such a good show. We're happy to have you visit our website.
Wonderful, well done, awesome.
Thank you for listening.
Here on the blogtalkradio.com. Now it is the Global Episode Show.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you for listening to the 47th episode Global EcoTalk Show on 12th July 2015. Today, we are going to have a guest from Africa. He is in Rwanda. He is a Japanese, born in Japan, but living in Rwanda. I'm the host, Eko Nagashima. We are honored to welcome Mr. Shigeo Yamagata from JICA. He is a director in Rwanda branch of Japan International Cooperation Agency. He has done many projects to help those in need in Africa. Here is his introduction. His first experience of Africa was in a village in Western Kenya, where he was a JOCV volunteer. JOCV stands for Japan Overseas Cooperation Volunteers, and as a teacher of a mathematics and a science in a secondary school at the age of the late 20s. During his stay there for 2.5 years, he was convinced that Africans and Japanese have the common sense of value and got interested in the history in which the African people had lived. After Kenya, he was working in JICA, engaged mainly in the African affairs. Nigeria was initially one of the countries which he had wanted to keep away from being assigned, but he changed his wish around the year 2000, when it looked more active than before. and was assigned there at the end of 2003. He became a devotee of Nigeria after finding many sincere Nigerians and the powerful lifestyle of the people. Since Nigeria has still a lot of conflicts within the society and the people are living difficult lives, he wants to assist their own efforts for better lives. He has other experiences in Côte d'Ivoire, Niger, Gabon, and Burundi. Okay, let us welcome Mr. Shigeo Yamagata. Mr. Yamagata, welcome.
Hello, yeah, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, welcome. And the first question is, you have been associated with Africa ever since you were young, being appointed to work in Africa as Japan Overseas Cooperation Volunteers. So will you tell us what is your connection with Africa to you?
Yeah, well, my first experience in Africa was in Kenya when I was in the late 20s. So in Kenya as a secondary school teacher, and during my stay in two years and a half, I got interested in Africa. Fortunately, I was employed by Japan International Cooperation Agency, and I was specialized in the work in Africa. So I was assigned in Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, and Niger. Those were West Africa, and Gabon. And now in Burundi, in Central Africa or Eastern Africa. But because of the security reason, I am now evacuated in Rwanda. So now I'm living and working in Rwanda for Burundi.
Okay. You requested to be appointed in Abuja in Nigeria. Will you tell us why?
Yeah, frankly speaking, initially Nigeria was the country where I didn't want to go. I never wanted to go. But from around the year 2000, I heard many positive news, so I changed mind and I asked the headquarters to be assigned to Nigeria, but I had been studying French in order to be a specialist of Africa. So I thought that I would be assigned from countries, but in reality, there are few people who wanted to Nigeria than to a from country. So my request was approved.
Okay. What kind of positive news did you hear about in Nigeria at that time?
I didn't remember very well, but anyway, economic activity kept getting increased. Foreigners more foreigners came to Nigeria for investment and for other activities. Peacekeeping activities in Benin,
mm-hmm.
With Nigerian army, and the result was good. So those are what I remember.
Okay. So what would be the most memorable project as a director?
JICA, we started the cooperation from 1999 after the democratization. At that time, basic humanist sectors like health, education, water supply, and rural electrification were the targets of cooperation of JICA. But I wanted to continuous cooperation between 1994, because the interruption of cooperation, resume of cooperation in 1999. So by the year 1994, there was a cooperation for rice production. So I wanted to restart this cooperation for rice.
Mm-hmm.
During my assignment in Nigeria, it was impossible to start such a project. But after my coming back to Japan, a project for rice was mm-hmm. started. I hear that this cooperation is continuing, so I'm happy to hear that my effort in during my stay in Nigeria continues.
Okay. Is there any episodes to share with us as a director in Abuja? I imagine that you may have faced many problems, like, difficulties, not like the time when you worked for Japan Overseas Cooperation Body. Go ahead.
Yeah, as a director, the work was very interesting because I could discuss with the government officials and other people for development of the country. But the dissatisfaction was that the activity site is far from the office, so I tried to go out of the office to see the activity site as often as possible.
Okay. So would you like to promote any JICA projects in their efforts to help the development in Nigeria?
Yeah, so I'm not very sure about the current activities, but I hear that a project for women development
mm-hmm.
Continued from 2007 to February this year.
Yeah.
This project was formulated by an expert during my stay there. At first, she didn't like Nigeria, but after coming to Nigeria, it changed her mind, and so formulated a project for women development. So I am happy to hear that this project continues for many years.
Okay. Now, I hear lots of the complaints about who stayed in Nigeria about the difficulties like lack of infrastructure, corruptions, crimes, and everything. But you have a very positive way of talking about Nigeria, like you said about the powerful lifestyle, sincere Nigerians, and so forth. So would you explain what you enjoy the most? What you like so much about Nigeria? すいません、せっかくいいところだったのに切れてしまって。Okay, so did you hear the question? Yes, I was asking you, what you think so much positive about Nigeria?
So...According to my experience in daily life, almost 90% of Nigerian people are innocent, pardon, innocent, honest. So I could enjoy the life there, and I like walking in the street and in the market to see the daily life of the people. Before my going back to Japan, I went to the biggest market of Abuja. At that time, in order to take photos in the market, I asked a friend, Nigerian friend, in order to take me there to ask photos. In that case, there was no problem.
Okay. All right. Now, but the final question is what are the difference of viewpoints between yours and the viewpoint of JICA?
So for the JICA, the population of Nigeria covers 160 million. People, and this is very big. This is a sixth of African population, and also the economic size is the best in Africa. So after the development of Africa, Nigeria is very important. because Nigeria cannot do the cooperation work for Africa and for developing countries. And for me, 90% of Nigerian people are very honest. They do not suffer from the distortion of the society, and they can enjoy the profit from the economic growth in order for their daily life.
Okay. Now, thank you very much for sharing wonderful stories. Please continue your good work toward better humanity development in Nigeria. It is almost the time to end the show. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Yabagata. We had such a wonderful time. We strive for humanity, and we are here to back you up also any way we can, Mr. Yabagata. And thank you for all your efforts to help us understand your views, your dealing with Nigerians personally, and how great experience you've had. Nigeria is a country that we hear many bad things, such as terrorism and crime and poverty. But Mr. Yamagata has brought the bright side of Nigeria, and after all, there are good people and bad people, every country. The important thing is to associate with good people, and we try to be good also, and having a good relationship. This is priceless information. Those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. Stay tuned. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you. You have been listening to Global Echo Talk Show. Thank you for tuning in. Global Echo Talk Show を聞いてくださり、誠にありがとうございました。Global Echo Talk Show は第4週月曜日の午前5時生放送でお届けしております。参加されたい方、もっと詳しく知りたい方、www.swatin.org をご覧ください。またはメールでメッセージをcontact@swatin.com まで送ってくださいね。See you in 2 weeks at 5 a.m. Monday in Japan, 9 p.m. in Nigeria, 1 p.m. in PST. If you'd like to join us or want to know more about us, visit our website www.swatin.com. Thank you for blogtalkradio.com for making this broadcast possible. Goodbye.